The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of RIB English Radio, today is Nowruz, the first day of the Persian New Year. Now, it's time to listen to a short speech about Nowruz by Hujjat al-Islam Dr. Shomali.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The first day of spring, the first day of what we call Bahar, is the first of the month of Farvardin, and it is Nowruz, a start of New Year. In Arabic, it's Mu'arrab, it's, you know, Arabicized, and it is called Nowruz. And it is a time that the nature is starting a new cycle, and there is a revival in the nature. So, there are lots of customs and cultural things attached to Nowruz. And some countries today celebrate Nowruz, like Iran, Afghanistan, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, you know, several countries. And also we find some hadith about Nowruz. But Ayatollah Javadi Amuli says the hadith about Nowruz are some in favor and some against Nowruz. So we need to study them carefully. But maybe those which are in favor are because of some of the good things that people do in Nowruz and some of the historical events that coincided Nowruz. And those which are against Nowruz, perhaps they want to distance people from some bad practices, some, you know, superstitious ideas or some polytheistic ideas, or maybe to make it clear that this has its origin in something which is not necessarily Islamic, but throughout the history, some important events may have happened which are Islamically also important. So we have to have open eyes when it comes to these hadiths. For example, a very famous hadith in favor of Nowruz is what Mu'alla ibn Khunais narrates from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. He says, Imam told me, إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ النَّيْرُوزِ فَاغْتَسِلْ وَالْبَسْ أَنْظَفَ ثِيَابِكَ وَتَطَيَّبْ بِأَطْيَبِ طِيبِكَ. When Nowruz comes, the day of Nowruz, make ghusl and put on the cleanest of your clothes and put on the best perfume that you have. This is in Wasa'il al-Shia. And then Imam Sadiq alayhi salam also has this: Inna yawma an-nayruz huwa al-yawmu alladhi akhadha fihi an-nabi li-amir al-mu'minin alayhi salam al-ahd bi-ghadir khum. This is the day that Rasulullah asked people to pay allegiance to Amir al-Mu'minin in the place of Ghadir khum. This is the day. Ayatollah Javadi Amuli says, according to some research which is done, they have found out that Ghadir khum, in the year that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Muslims in Hajjatul Wada to stop and, you know, declared the successorship of Amirul Mu'minin alayhi salam, they say it was 27th of Isfand Mah. Isfand is the 12th month in Islamic solar calendar, Iranian calendar, in solar calendar, Islamic solar calendar. Of course, even before Islam, these months existed, but then Muslims started to count the years from the Hijrah. So in solar calendar, we have 12 months. The last one is Aswand, and the first is Farvardin. So 27th of Aswand was 18th of Zilhajjah in the year 10, when Rasulullah declared the successorship of Amir al-Mu'minin. And according to historical sources, for 3 days they stayed there so that everyone gives bay'ah. So, the first of Farvardin, which is Nowruz, coincided those 3 days that they were giving bay'ah. So it was an atmosphere of beginning of a spring also in the nature. So this is why it says that it was Yawmun Nowruz. It's interesting that now we have scientific, you know, calculations to go back and find out which day actually was that. So Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "Inna yawman nawruz huwa al-yawmu alladhi akhadha fihi an-nabi amir al-mu'minin al-ahda bi-ghadir khum fa aqarru lahu bil-wilaya." So those who were there, they accepted the wilaya of Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam. And then Imam Sadiq, after some words, he says, "Wahuwa abwal yawmin min sanat al-furs." This is the first day of Iranian year. Then Mu'alla says that Imam alayhi salam dictated this. "Amla alayya dhalik." Amla means to dictate. Imam dictated and I wrote. Also, Mu'alla ibn Khunay says that I visited Imam Sadiq alayhi salam in the morning of Nowruz. And Imam said, "Ya Mu'alla, ata'arifu hadha al-yawm? Do you know which day is this day?" Qultullah, I said, "No. But I know that this is the day that Ajam," means non-Arabs, referring to Iranian as part of non-Arabs, "they celebrate. لَكِنَّهُ يَوْمٌ يُعَذِّمُهُ الْعَجَمُ." So he said, "I don't know which day is this. I don't know the origin, the history, the philosophy, but I know that non-Arabs celebrate this day." Then Imam Sadiq, according to this hadith, told Mu'alla, "كَلَّا وَالْبَيْتِ الْعَتِيقِ الَّذِي بِبَطْنِ مَكَّةِ مَا هَذَا الْيَوْمِ إِلَّا لِأَمْرٍ قَدِيمٍ." This day is not except for something very, very historical. أُفَسِّرْهُ لَكَ حَتَّى تَعْلَمَهُ. I will explain to you, interpret for you, so that you know. Mu'alla says he was very excited to learn and told Imam, تَعَلُّمِي هَذَا مِنْ عِنْدِكَ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ أَنْ أَعِيشَ أَبَدًا. If I learn this from you, it's better for me to live forever. Imam said, "Ya Mu'alla, yawmun nayruz huwa al-yawmu alladhi akhadha Allahu mithaq al-ibad an ya'buduhu wa la yushriku bihi shay'a." So Imam in this one goes even much earlier, when Allah took his covenant, made his covenant with and took a promise from people. That أَلَسْتُ بَرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ. And Allah refers to that in Surah Yasin, أَلَمْ أَحَدْ إِلَيْكُمْ يَا بَنِي آدَمَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ الشَّيْطَانَ. So he says, it's the day that Allah asks people to worship him, وَلَا يُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا, and don't associate partners to him, وَأَنْ يَدِينُ بِرَسُولِهِ وَحُجَجِهِ وَأَوْلِيَائِهِ. And then Imam continues, says, this is the first day that sun started shining, the first day that winds came, the winds that fertilize. And This is the day that حمل فيه رسول الله أمير المؤمنين على منكبيه حتى رمى أصنام قريش من فوق البيت الحرام وهشما. This is also the day that when they entered Masjid al-Haram, and then Rasulullah went in the year of, you know, Fath Mecca, conquest of Mecca, when they went inside, there were idols inside Kaaba and they were, you know, high. So Rasulullah asked Amir al-Mu'mineen to rise and go on his shoulder and destroy these idols. It's all on the day of Nowruz, according to this hadith. So these are hadiths which are very much in favor of Nowruz and explain the philosophy of Nowruz and connect it to some important events, natural events or religious events. So Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli says that maybe those which are in favor, they are in favor because of good things that happen in Nowruz. Lots of good things happen in Nowruz. People clean their homes, clean their, you know, mosques, you know, their streets, the whole city. They put on, you know, nice dress. They give gifts to the children. They visit each other. They forgive each other. Hatred goes away. They visit the graveyards, you know, at that time. So there are lots of beautiful things that happen in Nowruz. And also historically, some, you know, important events happened. So because of that, some hadiths are in favor of it. But those which are against it, maybe they want to say that this has some also bad associations. Sometimes people also do bad things about Nowruz, and we have to be careful, and we have to know that it is not something that Islam introduced, but it is something that Islam tried to find beauty in it and try to protect it from and distance it and detach it from bad practices.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Ali. حالي حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور صنعنا محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.